You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
We have four games to go in the Cleveland Browns season. Four games to go. Then it's decision time on a lot of things. And that might even be the coach deciding whether he wants to be back. You never know. Contracts are in place, but you never know. Welcome. I'm Jeff Phelps. This would be the I haven't shaved since Saturday look, Andy Baskin.
It's yesterday.
Oh, aren't you just Grizzly Adams?
Look, Jeff, there are things in my life that used to be easy. They are, nothing is easy now. Opening doors, combing my hair, dude wipes, all that kind of stuff. A little bit crazy.
Okay.
Just being honest. Supposed to have a doctor's appointment today. We'll see. Get an update.
Didn't mean to take you there. Sorry.
Well, you're bringing me there, and it's kind of
functions.
Trying to walk through doors.
Didn't need to know.
Anyone in the Crack Shoulder Club, come on, join on.
What's going on today?
Hey, you tell me. I'll tell you. How's that?
Kevin Stefanski's press conference at 10:55.
Okay, that sounds good.
How about Daryl Ryder is at 12:40. Daryl joined us yesterday. He's coming back for more.
Can we do Chris Rose too?
1:00.
All right, sounds good.
How about that? And then, depending on how things flow, in the 11:20 or the 12:20 portions of the show, got something that we're going to do with Shadur. And we're going to hear from Shadur Sanders, by the way, in the noon hour. So get ready for that.
Yeah.
But it's this. I just want to keep everybody calm and level-headed about Shadur.
What does that mean?
It means I don't want people to like throw so many expectations on him that it becomes a bad thing in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. I'm waiting for clarity on that, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I know you are. And it will involve a little Cleveland Brown rookie quarterback history.
Oh, that, I'm sure that's not very good.
You'll enjoy it.
Trying to think.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had one of our favorite dudes on the show yesterday, and that's Mike Martz, the former offensive guru of the St. Louis Rams and the greatest show on turf. And Mike has told us numerous times how highly he thinks of Kevin Stefanski as a football coach.
Sure.
And here's what he told us yesterday when we talked about Kevin Stefanski with Mike Martz.
He's good in so many areas. I just love his demeanor. He's calm. He's nothing is off the cuff. Everything is really thought through well. His guys are very well schooled in the details of the game. I think he's a very disciplined guy. It provides good leadership. He's got to make sure he gets what he needs to win.
The last part was interesting, wasn't it? That sounded like a coach.
Yeah, he just needs what he needs to win. Is that what the exact line was?
Yeah, that was what he said.
Hmm.
Understandably so. And, you know, he likes his demeanor. A lot of people don't like Kevin's demeanor. You know, a lot of people want Dan Campbell. I love Dan Campbell. I think that's great. I also like Mike Tomlin's demeanor. You know, Mike Tomlin's seems very calm on the sideline, but very forceful. You know,
I think he's intense. I think
Tomlin's
intense. Yeah,
I think so. But he always comes he's off as calm without, to me.
Well, it's
don't you think he comes off as calm?
He has an intimidating. I don't want to say it's just there's something about
he's
him.
He's going to take no, you know what, from anybody.
He is the head coach. Like there's no question.
Right.
And when he says something, it's going to get done. And when people look at him, they're like, "That's what the boss wants. That's what the boss is going to get." He's the boss. That's why I think. I don't know. Something about Tomlin commands respect.
I think that's true.
And when
true.
You win, that happens.
And I think, you know, every coach has a different way about him, and that's okay, I think. You know, there are a lot of different ways you can do this thing. But here's a guy who we respect, anyway, as a football coach, Mike Martz, and he thinks very highly of Kevin Stefanski. Now, yesterday in the afternoon show, the boys had Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated on the show. And they asked Albert about coming up the end of the season and what might happen and blah, 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 and about will Kevin be here? Will it be Kevin's choice about being here? And Albert listen closely here, because Albert had some interesting things to say about this whole thing.
I think he likes the people that he works with. I think this is just my opinion. I think he likes working with the Haslams. I think he's got a good working relationship with them. I think, you know, obviously he and Andrew Berry have a good rapport. I just think so much has happened in the last 6 years. I think it is fair to ask that question, is like, is this the right mix to go forward with based on like the history that everybody has together? The chance that core of players had of really competing at the highest level was completely undermined, right? So that's your history right now. So how do you come out of that? That doesn't mean like the people can't work together, or there aren't good people. But I think when that's your history, your working history with someone, like it can be a little bit difficult to come out of that. So I think that's something that everybody's going to have to evaluate at the end of the year.
That's interesting. Everybody's going to have to evaluate at the end of the year. And I think the general thinking, Andy, has been, okay, will Kevin survive? Albert Breer sheds a little light on, will Kevin want to survive?
That's a good point. If I was Kevin, now is probably a good time to want to get out. Doesn't that make sense? Look, you have an owner that said swing and a miss in the beginning. You had a general manager that didn't have 3 first-round picks. You are sitting in a situation where
and other picks.
I mean, your offensive line is a train wreck right now due to injury. Receiving core is pretty much non-existent compared to other wide receiving cores across the NFL.
Been relatively ignored compared to many.
Yeah, you have a good running back and good tight ends, and that's all you have on offense.
Hopefully two good running backs.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully two good. I'll give you that. I just think that, you know, if Kevin walks now, nothing looks like it's really his fault. He had good defense, and, you know, every week, one phase of the game lets him down. At least one phase of the game has let him down in every one of these losses. There just isn't. If it's time for him to go, it's easy to look at Cleveland and go, man, you know, no one can coach in Cleveland, so let's give Kevin a shot here. Let's see if we give him a little bit more talent, if he can have the opportunity to win. I know people, like, social media hates us because we actually respect Kevin. I think there are two different Kevins. I think there is Kevin we hear in press conference, and I think there is one-on-one behind the scenes Kevin that is a good coach. I think his players still respect him. He doesn't have to go around being, you know, a bite your kneecap kind of guy. That's not who he is. And I think he understands.
Which is just okay, because there are different ways of doing this.
Yeah, I just think Kevin is more methodical in his approach. Do I agree with everything he does? No, absolutely not.
I agree with that.
The Nick Chubb stuff drove me crazy, why he wasn't on the field. And I absolutely 100% disagree with taking your quarterback off the field for that last 2-point conversion. I just don't see any. I don't see the ultimate value, even worst case scenario, leave your quarterback on the field because he's your quarterback. Once you take your quarterback off the field, defenses start to salivate knowing that they have someone running the show that probably shouldn't be running the show. I just, even if he was a decoy on that play, I just don't understand why you would take, and I don't care what the guy's last name is, why you take your quarterback off the field in the most important play of the game makes no sense to me at all. All that said, I still think Kevin's a good coach. And when those trick plays work, he's a genius. When they don't, he looks like an idiot.
After the 2023 season, Andrew Berry and Kevin signed those contract extensions.
Mm-hmm.
But the terms and of the extension, mainly the length, never announced.
Mm.
So, wonder what it was. They had one more year to go, so this would be the first year of the extension.
Right.
Were the extensions 2 years, 3 years? You know, there, is there walking away money? The thought of Kevin walking away from a contract doesn't make much sense to me. Afternoon guys said something about trading the coach. I'm sure a lot of people would love to see Kevin get traded to another team, but I'm sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
For other teams, well, would probably
what
do that.
Get, what do you get?
A draft pick.
What
draft,
round?
Draft compensation.
What round?
I don't know. But I haven't given it any thought. I just know that they mentioned it. It's been done before. And I'm real curious to see how this thing plays out. And I would hope that he would want to be back because I think the guy can coach. We also know, and you don't survive. I don't care what the owner said about big swing and miss. I don't even care about marching orders. You know, I think that's been critical. But things change. And if regimes don't survive 3-14 and 3-10, and let's just say they win two of the last four games, that's 5-12. Regimes don't survive 3-14 and 5-12.
Unless they're in Cleveland.
Well, the only one that's done that is Hugh.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
But that's a precedent. Well, they did that with you.
Except they've blown up guys since. They had Greg Williams went, what, 5-3? They blew him up.
Because they didn't want him to be the head coach.
It was right.
Right guy at the right time. They're in a great, I mean, if they wanted to blow Kevin up now, they'd be in a Greg Williams situation, right? And by the way, there are plenty of people that would say, Jim Schwartz has done a great job with this defense. Man, it helps when you have Myles Garrett, doesn't it?
You'd be banking on Jim Schwartz then becoming a better coach than he was the first time around.
Sure, which, by the way, I think happens a lot more often than we think.
I think that's true. Very true.
It's what you don't know.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of buzz kind of right now about Stefanski and the whole Shador thing, but let's not focus on that with Kevin right now. It's this. Do you think this guy is able to survive what's happened this year? Depending on what ownership has told him, on the job he's done, on the job his coaching staff has done, on the roster he's been given, with a lot of interesting young players, some good young guys, but they're young guys.
I'm gonna give you a hypothetical.
All right.
Okay. Not even hypothetical. Put yourself in Kevin's shoes.
Okay.
Okay. You walk into the season and you think that the group is all together on everything, and they're like, you know what, let's go, let's bring Kenny Pickett in, see what he's all about, and let's at least give him a shot. Let's give this guy a try.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they're like, you know what, here's Joe Flacco, and I know this is going to be an interesting year for us. I think our defense is going to be pretty good. Can Joe help us win? He struggled a little bit in Indianapolis last year. I wonder what he's all about.
Really good veteran backup to have. Just
now,
to have
now we get to the draft and we're like, okay, let's, you know, you guys really like Gabriel. Okay. All right. Let's take him. Got him. And you know what? This is weird, but Sanders is still on the board. And, you know, we haven't graded higher than a fifth round pick. So maybe we should take him. I don't know, guys. Are you sure we want to take two quarterbacks? Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Okay, but Pickett or Flacco are my guys that I'm going into the season with, really. I mean, two guys with experience that can help me out with a defense I think can win. And, okay, I'm good with it. Now, all of a sudden, they walk up to you and go, you know what? We're going to trade Pickett. We got a fifth. Someone's going to give us a fifth rounder for him. We're not keeping both vets anyway, right? We're not keeping four quarterbacks. No one does that. So we're just going to and you're Kevin, and now you think, okay, all right, I'm in this thing with Joe. And because Joe's been here before, we work together. I get it. We're on the same page. I was hearing some grief from somebody on social media yesterday. You're an idiot if you think that the fans didn't love Flacco last time he was here. You're absolutely wrong. I'm just going to point that out. Anybody that wants to argue with me about Flacco's worth when he left, you're insane.
Everybody was quite pleased with Joe when he was here.
You're insane if you want to. And I understand what Joe did while he was here. I get that. That's another page in the book. But if you want to go backwards, you better have clear eyes and understand that he was an extremely popular figure here, and there were fans that were upset they didn't bring him back last year. But now you, Kevin, I'm asking you, Kevin, as Jeff, you now have Flacco, and he is your guy.
Yeah.
And now you're going to walk into the season. You're going to play a couple games. Things may not be going perfect. And then all of a sudden, you know what? I changed my mind. Hey, I'm going to trade Flacco, too. And I'm going to send him to Cincinnati.
They made the quarterback switch before the trade.
Right. Okay, you're right. They made the switch. But maybe you weren't all on board with the switch. Maybe you weren't there.
Well, you're the coach.
But maybe you weren't all on board with that. Maybe you were like, okay, I see where we're at here. I'm a coach. I can coach anybody up, and I feel like I can build a winner with anybody. All right, but I still need Joe. I kind of still want Joe here. I still want him here. Now I'm going to trade him on you. Now you got two rookie.
So you're thinking that he and Andrew Berry are no longer completely on the same page.
Well, the only reason I think that, and I brought this up yesterday, is because Andrew never said a word about it. All Andrew had to do was come out and say, "This is why we made the trade." Okay, game over. No drama. I don't think for Andrew. I don't think for Kevin. I don't think for anybody. I know exactly what Andrew was thinking because Andrew told us, and we have the proof. And instead, he chose not to. And so now you're sitting here, and now we debate. Now we wonder, Barry didn't say anything. I wonder if he and Kevin are on the same page. And now you wonder if they're... Now we're sitting here later saying, I wonder if Kevin even wants to be here. End the drama when you have the chance.
Think about this. If you're Kevin, and you're back next year, okay? Let's work under that assumption. You're back. Aren't you on the hottest seat in the NFL?
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't start well, you're out by week 8.
Yeah. Oh, 8. You could be out by week three if you start the season 0-3, depending on what the schedule looks like.
So that seat is as hot as any.
It's hot right now. It's on fire.
If he had an opportunity to go to Tennessee, which I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen as a rumor. If he had a chance to go to New York, and you're going to get at least, let's not kid ourselves, it's the NFL. You're going to get at least a full season, you would think, as a new head coach in those spots.
I would go to Tennessee over New York, but keep going.
Why?
You got a young quarterback. I mean, we did see him a little bit yesterday. He's got nothing but growth potential going on right there. The market is much easier than New York, too. It is.
You also have an owner that fired Mike Vrabel.
I get it. He might also be looking at himself going, shh, I should have had a V8, right? Maybe I shouldn't have let Vrabel go. And you're also going into
Bud Adams' daughter.
You're going into a new dome, right? Yeah. She could have said, oh, I got a V8. But they're going into a new venue too, right? Right?
Yeah. If I'm Kevin and I had any opportunity and I'm weighing my two options, man, the idea of going to New York, okay, a lot of guys coach in New York.
I'm not going to New York.
Well, that's because you're not a New York fan. Neither am I. Okay, I would go to Tennessee in a heartbeat over New York to
you
be
think
a head,
our fans are crazy.
NFL coach.
You think our media is either soft or tough or whatever you want to think about it.
But
New York is just another planet.
But Kevin's from Philly. He's very familiar with the area. I'm with you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If I had my choice, and it, to me, it comes down to a life thing. I'd rather work in Tennessee.
I would too.
So, but that's not, you know, we don't operate in the same world as NFL coaches. I just wonder if in his mind, he thinks this would be the time to go. Because if he's brought back and continues here and it doesn't go well next year, he gets really tarnished.
Yes.
He would probably not make it through the season.
That's why I go back.
And then he'd be really tarnished. His coaching status We heard Mike Martz. He's a fine coach. He'll get hired. Dan Orlovsky. If I'm the Giants, I'm looking at Kevin Stefanski. Right now, his coaching status by people around the league seems to be pretty high.
One of the reasons I think he'll get a job fast if he's not here is because you need to look at the other candidates that are out there. Gotta have that guy? Gotta have him.
Well, but I took a look around at a bunch of the coaches the other day.
Unless you're gung-ho on hiring someone's assistant.
So many coaches in the NFL now are guys who are first-time coaches who were hot coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be an epidemic of that right now. As compared to sometimes when the league has a bunch of guys who are on job number two.
Right.
That does not seem to be the case right now. There are certainly some, but...
You know what's beautiful about hiring a coordinator over an established coach?
Everything is beautiful, Andy.
You want to know what makes it beautiful
in its own way?
You want to know what it is? It's cheaper. It's cheaper to hire an assistant than it is to hire an established coach.
It is, unless the established coach is out of work. Then you need a gig, Andy.
It's still going to be cheaper.
You need a gig. Not necessarily. Hey, you want a coach? Here's what we're paying.
Jeff, I've been a fan since 2025. You hiring me? Jeff, I've been a fan since 1946. Who's got the better res?
Depends. Do you know anything? You might have been watching since 1946, but that doesn't mean you know diddly.
I could go back and read every scouting report on everybody in our organization and end up getting the manager's job and then having people wonder, what?
How's that go?
It's called the Maniacta Dance.
I just, if I'm him in the back of my mind, I just wonder what he's thinking. I really do. I wonder what he is thinking.
What would you want if you were him? I'll put you back in the shoes.
I would want to stay here and finish what I started.
I would too, because I think he's only, once you establish who your quarterback is, now you go out and get a wide receiver.
You've got to rebuild. They haven't done.
No, they haven't. And you still need to rebuild your offensive line, which, as Mike Martz told us yesterday, you can do in 1 year.
Well, Mike said you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to be drafting fourth, which is where they sit right now, or somewhere around there, you're going to be able to get, if you want to, big time offensive linemen in the, I would think you'd go tackle. But you could certainly get one of the best linemen coming out. Sign somebody in free agency. Draft somebody else in the third round.
Wide receiver with that second pick, though. I'm taking a wide receiver.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty good idea. But if I'm him, I would like to finish off what I'm doing here. It's just, Andy, finishing off what you're doing here is no guarantee that you're going to get that chance. Because next year's seat would be as hot as any seat could possibly get, I think. Marcus is in Aurora. Hello, Marcus.
Hey,
welcome,
Marcus.
To the show.
Hey, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
There's going to be some openings, right? There's probably going to be four or five openings for head coaches in the league.
I'd add to that.
At least that many?
Yeah, I'd add to that.
Yeah. I'm being a little conservative, but here's a scenario. The Eagles are tanking again, and they could possibly lose the division to the Cowboys if things go in the Cowboys' direction. They went out, and he's from Philly. And what if they get rid of Sirianni and they offer Stefanski the Philly job? I know it's, the fans are tough, but he's a Philly guy.
No, that's true.
I think he'd probably consider it,
I would think.
Oh, I think he'd hop on in a minute if he got offered the gig.
I would think so, too. But Sirianni's a good coach. That comes down to what we're dealing with here, Marcus. You got guys who some people, depending on who you are, consider a good coach, and do you want that guy? And other teams, we see guys get fired all the time who are good coaches. Andy Reid got fired in Philadelphia. Did Andy know
That's
what he
right.
was doing?
He got worn out. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And they just decided it's time for a change.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I'm not sure, but I think what's the GM in Philly wouldn't mind having Stefanski as a coach. Listen, you say what you want about him. Yeah, but I think he's certainly helped Shador. Shador's definitely look way better, but to say that Stefanski hasn't helped him, that's crazy. So I think there would be definitely people would be interested in him. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. I appreciate
All right, Marcus. Thank you very much. Albert Breer is a frequent guest on the afternoon show, and the guys had him on yesterday. And, it's been everybody's favorite topic of conversation for way too long here, quarterback. And we're wondering, is the quarterback here? You're going to have to draft the quarterback. You know, has Shador done enough lately? You think, you know, he could be the guy. You have Watson, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, Albert was asked by Nick Wilson, the king, he and his buddy Kyle, and Jonathan Peterlin, co-host.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Keep going. Yeah.
Way to go, Kyle! Best spot in the history of our station. They asked Albert Breer, the quarterback for 2026 and beyond on this team right now.
I mean, I think they could have a veteran who's not on the roster right now, you know, to be honest with you. Like, I think I've said this to you guys pretty consistently. I still don't think the Browns starter for next year is on the roster right now. Now, maybe he is. Like, maybe it's Watson. Maybe it's Shador. Would the Browns entertain a trade for Deshaun Watson and eat some of the money to try to buy a draft pick? You know, we've seen them do creative things like that in the past. It wouldn't shock me if one of those two or both of them are in the mix next year, but I would be surprised if they're the only two in the mix, if that makes sense. Like, I don't see a scenario where it's Deshaun versus Shador for the starting job. And it's just as hard for me to envision a scenario where they just head into the offseason and say, yes, like, this guy is our starter for next year. It's not like that hasn't happened before. It would just surprise me at this juncture.
That was Albert Breer yesterday on the afternoon show. So he really doesn't think the starter's here next year.
Do you? I think the starter is here.
I'm not sure.
I think he's here.
I think if Shador, I think a smart thing to do is,
as long as Shador doesn't get hurt, I think Shador
plays okay the next couple of games, two of the next four, something like that. I don't know that you name him the starter. Dare I throw this out? You have a competition all off season and into training camp, into the preseason.
Can we be honest though? Really, what's a competition though? You already have someone. In a competition, one person's got to be ahead of the other, right? Always.
Well, you would think
it's
so.
Not like you're coming in even. Like, I hear these people say, "Oh, it's not a fair competition." Why? Why? Well, what's fair? It's business. There's nothing fair in business. Nothing.
Especially that business.
Yeah, For instance, if Shador gets the job done here in the next four games, then he's the starter next year. But make life easy for yourself. I don't see. And if you feel like you can upgrade. I mean, isn't that your job as a general manager? You may have a starter. This is what they thought with Baker Mayfield. Well, we can upgrade. They thought they could upgrade. They were wrong.
Well, they haven't yet, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Mario's in Cleveland. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I like to say, man, we got to win, man, no matter what. Win. I would go ahead and get some receivers, a defensive end, a defensive tackle. And we need some offensive tackle and some receiver bag. But without that, I think we got a good competitive quarterback.
So you do realize, though, if they lose, the odds of getting better tackle, getting a better wide receiver, you know, you increase your odds on that if they lose. I'm not saying I don't want them to lose. I want them to win. But
I'm thinking this, man. We got the potential. We get better since we found our quarterback. Come on, man. You can't go to court.
Are you 100% sure we found our quarterback? 100%
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. We need a backup. Come on, man. This is time to support the person who's moving, who's got high energy and positivity. And we can make something great if we all stick together. Man, we did this when LeBron was here. Look what happened. One person took us to the championship.
Are you saying Shador is LeBron? They're the same?
No, I just say that he got the capacity and he got our attention. It's so important, man. We got to also, too, man, look how a lot of the kids are moving positive, moving towards everything. And he's a young man. It's so important. And he's doing something positive. It's hard to get positive people right now. Everybody on there, let's go, man. I mean, it's so important. We got to, you know, make an effort, man, you know?
Mario, the thought that you might have stumbled into a guy who could be your quarterback for the next decade is so appealing, I think, to Browns fans. And especially with a guy who is a lightning rod for attention and good feelings with a lot of folks. I get it. I understand what you're saying about that. I get it. We're going to do something coming up a little bit, and it's just to add a little perspective to what's happened so far. But also, I want everybody is so geeked up about Shador, and I get it. But I want everybody to kind of keep it in perspective if you can, because I think with everybody being so geeked up, Andy, it might make people way too judgmental if it goes south. And it might make people too judgmental if it goes well the next couple of games. Does that make any sense?
That you're saying that you're expecting Super Bowl next year or something like that.
Well,
that
yeah. And that wouldn't be fair to him. He's a young guy who's learning. Mike Martz had some great thoughts for us yesterday on him and said he didn't think he'd been coached in college and he had some things he needed to do. And Mike loves him. Mike loves him. Well, you know, Mike took Kurt Warner out of the grocery store. Mike took Trent Green, a later round pick, took Mark Bulger, who was a fifth or a sixth round pick. You know, so Mike knows what he's looking for in quarterbacks. He loves Shador. And I just, you know what, the thing I keep thinking right now is, okay, there's something there. There's no question. There's something there. Now, is it enough that you can develop and make it big time? Or is it just enough that you can screw it up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm still wondering about the dynamic too, or about the coaching dynamic with him and how this plays out and where you move forward with that, and just keep getting better every week and I'll be happy to it. We don't need to sit here and we need a quarterback. I'll leave it at that. We do need to sit here and get a quarterback. And if you feel like he's the guy, he's the guy. I don't have any problem with that. I don't have any problem with that. But like I said before, I'm willing to walk into next season today and say, all right, he's your starting quarterback for next year, and let that affect the way you do your draft this year, if that's the way you want to feel about it.
Robert just sends me
a
little email. Kevin's press conference, by the way, coming up in about 3 minutes. Dano?
I need more data. Is it a bad thing to sit back and say we need more data?
No.
I'm working off of 2.5 starts here.
Well,
2.25, I should say. I need more data.
It was actually 3 starts.
Did you
need more data to see if Gabriel's a good quarterback or not? Did we get enough?
No.
On the Dylan Gabriel side.
Dylan's not been mentioned. And remember, there was a time when they liked him more. They might still like him more. But there's no way they could have switched back to him. No way. I wouldn't have. But they still might like him more.
I got a 4-game stretch. I want to see what the rest of this looks like before I make any kind of a decision.
And Dano, I've been kind of teasing what we're going to talk about later. You're in the vicinity. I just got this from Robert. And Robert nails this, and it's not the specific on Jameis, but I think he nails this because this sums up our situation.
Mm-hmm.
Sanders throws for over 300 yards. Terrific. Why didn't we just keep Jameis? I knew he threw a lot to the other team. My brother said he could throw for 800 yards if they needed to win. It's this. We've had guys that look like, well, that it might work. This is okay. I mean, Baker was more than competent, but they decided they wanted to upgrade. I got that. I understood that. They missed. Jimmy Haslam's right. They missed. But at some point, is it with Shador? Where you just think, okay, this guy's good enough. Let's build the team and use him as our quarterback and move forward. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what the future. The future is up in the air. It's up in the air at quarterback, whether you want to hear that or not. It's up in the air at general manager, and it's up in the air at head coach. And so,
and wide receiver and the offensive line.
Well, but if you want to sit here and dig your feet into the ground and say you know everything that's going to happen, you may, and then you get an injury and it changes everything.
Practice report for the Browns today, gentlemen. Are you ready?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It's going to take a minute.
Let me get a pen.
Joel Bitonio not practicing today. Knee back / I don't think Joel Bitonio has practiced a Wednesday the entire season.
Yeah, he's Joel.
Jack Conklin still dealing with the concussion. Grant Delpit is dealing with an illness. Mason Graham dealing with a rib injury. Aiden Huntington still nursing the quad. David Njoku has a knee injury. Dylan Sampson with a calf / hand injury. Cedric Tillman in the concussion protocol, also dealing with a rib injury. Wyatt Teller dealing with a calf injury. Denzel Ward dealing with a calf injury. Those are your Browns who are not practicing today.
And the Chicago Bears with a record of 9-4. Okay. Let's see what the injury list looks like on Friday. My guess is about 2/3 of those guys will be full participants and good to go. We've reached the point in the season where those injury lists are probably going to be pretty long. Have we not?
Yeah. That's how it was last week. That's how it was going on in the game.
I certainly think that's the case. Kevin Stefanski will be speaking momentarily in Berea. We will hear it right here on The Fan. The Bears, Andy, are, I think, a situation where if you're the Browns, if you're another team, you can look at it and think, well, look what we did. We changed coaches. We went with a different approach. We had some young talent that we thought was on the move. We made a move at coach, and it's paid off. You know, and that's if you're a coach, if you're an owner, you're going to be looking at stuff like that. Bears were 5-12 last year. They're now 9-4. Did they change a whole lot of their talent? No, not a whole lot. But their young guys came along. Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, who they got from Detroit, has been good. Manungai, the Rutgers running back in the 7th round, has emerged for them. Roma Dunze, the wide receiver, has done really well. And that's what, you know, that's what you're kind of hoping for in Cleveland.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.